Hey everyone, and thanks for tuning in to another episode of New Every Day. My name is Carrie.
And my name's Jen, and on today's show we are in part two of Come On In, You're All Welcome.
This is New Every Day with Jen Wagger and Carrie Webb.
Hey everyone, thanks again for tuning in. Mm-hmm. We are in part two in a look at Acts chapter 10, the life of Cornelius.
Yes.
Or I shouldn't even say life, it's just a brief little snapshot of this guy.
A day in the life of a Roman soldier who fears God.
There you go.
There you go.
Probably the most pivotal moment in his whole life.
And actually in the whole movement of Christianity.
True.
Isn't it amazing how a day can change the course of the world? Dun, 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 dun.
That's deep. Like, should we just take a break right now?
Well, so, you know, like...
Oh, yeah.
Like 9/11. Like, literally...
Changed the world. One moment, one decision.
Changed everything. Yeah. And so here we... And it just sort of starts off with the dream, right? Like, that's what... You know, thinking back to last week, it was simply a man who fears God. And so then God then chose him... He appeared to him in a vision with an angel, and it was just in the general course of life.
Because Cornelius, being a God-fearing man, a Roman officer of the Italian regiment, made it his routine practice. And this is at 3 in the afternoon, like middle of the day. He's being devoted to God and praying and seeking him was part of his day, not just like, all right, let's wrap up this day. I'm going to pray at nighttime. It was like... Throughout the day.
Yeah.
It was part of his norm. And that's when he received this vision of an angel saying to him, Cornelius. And he said, what is it, sir? He said, your prayers and gifts to the poor have been received by God as an offering. Now send some men to Joppa and summon a man named Simon Peter. He's staying with Simon, a tanner, who lives near the seashore. So basically, as soon as the angel was gone, Cornelius was like, okay, it's game time. He called his recruits, and he sent them to go and get Peter. And so now, Jen, we're at the part where we, like, change scenes over to where Peter is at Simon's house to see what's going on in his mind before the people arrive.
Yes. So here we go. Okay. About noon the following day, as they were on their journey and approaching the city of Joppa, which is at the end of chapter 9, verse 43, Peter went up on the roof to pray. You got to remember, this is not a this kind of roof, okay? It's a this kind of roof, because I know you're thinking, weird.
Well, I wonder if a lot of our viewers live in places where
they have flat
that normal roof is okay, because they don't get snow like we do here in Canada.
Oh, fair enough.
Because that's for the snow action.
And the rain action.
And all the rain action.
It's rain. Okay, keep going. He became hungry and wanted something to eat. And while the meal was being prepared, he fell into a trance. He saw heaven opened and something like a large sheet being let down to earth by its four corners. It contained all kinds of four-footed animals as well as reptiles of the earth and birds of the air. Then a voice told him, "Get up, Peter, kill and eat." "Surely not, Lord," Peter replied. "I have never eaten anything impure or unclean." The voice spoke to him a second time. "Do not call anything impure that God has made clean." This happened three times, and immediately the sheet was taken back to heaven. While Peter was wondering about the meaning of this vision, the men sent by Cornelius found out where Simon's house was and was stopped at the gate. They called out, asking if Simon, who was known as Peter, was staying there. While Peter was still thinking about the vision, the Spirit said to him, "Simon, three men are looking for you, so get up and go downstairs. Do not hesitate to go with them, for I have sent them to you." Peter went down and said to them, "I am the one you're looking for. Why have you come?" The men replied, "We have come from Cornelius the centurion. He is a righteous and God-fearing man who is respected by all the Jewish people. A holy angel told him to have you come to his house so that he could hear what you have to say." Then Peter invited the men into the house to be his guests.
It's good.
It's so good. And, you know, it's all about, we just talked about how the course of Christianity was changed in the course of a day.
Yes.
But it wasn't like, the world is going to change today. This is what I want you to do. That wasn't it. It was, the vision came, Cornelius heard it, and responded. Peter received a vision, interacted, you know, in this trance, interacted with the angel, and then is willing to walk it out. Like, he engaged with it. And never once did either men think, the world is going to change today. They went about just fearing God, being obedient. Yes. And what's interesting is Peter does something very interesting. He does, well, two things. First is, he's like, surely, Lord, I've never eaten anything unclean. And that goes back to the Levitical laws, yes, about food and being separated out. And
so, Leviticus chapter 11, if you want to go, yes, back and read it, it says what animals are clean and which animals are unclean.
Yes.
Just want to break from there for a minute.
Yes.
Is that some people look at the Old Testament and they're like, man, it's just like a bunch of rules. Like, why is that even the case? Like, why can't they eat pigs and why they have to wash and things? But they didn't know about germ theory.
Nope.
So when God said, don't eat pigs, it could be like, because they sit in their poo. Or wash your hands before your meal. It's because you have to have clean hands so you don't get sick.
Yes.
So there are all of these laws that had good underlying reasons, but it was very strictly held by the Jews. And so, yes, when Peter was like, I cannot eat that, because he was being obedient. He,
yes,
genuinely wanted to be serious about obeying God. He,
yes,
was like, I haven't touched anything unclean.
Yes.
So he was being obedient.
Yes. And for some of the food laws are also related to the fact that sometimes God just uses things as object lessons, like a call to holiness. Like, I want you to separate yourself out from eating these foods. So whether or not maybe they were used in idol worship and in various pagan rituals. So God's like, he's calling them out to say, no, like, I want you to honor me by separating yourself from these people.
Yeah.
But this call for Peter to say, I've never eaten anything unclean. Ezekiel says the same thing.
Yes.
When God calls him to be an object lesson, mm-hmm, to the nation of Israel that's in exile, and God told him, you know, and heat your food over human excrement. And he's like, Lord,
no,
I have never eaten anything unclean, right?
Because that would have made his food unclean.
And that was like a big no-no, because their holiness, their religion was part of their eating practices.
Yeah.
And so that was, first of all, Peter was saying, I can't do that because you have said don't. And then the second part is that it said it three times.
So that's significant.
Because I went back and I read the Ezekiel story, and so let me just quickly turn to that. Because I thought, well, what's the difference here compared to the Ezekiel story? And
while you're looking for that, I also realized something quite interesting.
Yes?
That Peter was not a vegan.
Peter was not a vegan.
He was not a vegan.
All right.
That's all.
There you go.
So, there you go. Did you find it?
He was not a vegan. No. I'm going to say it's Ezekiel something. And I feel bad because I should have looked it up beforehand. There it is, 4. I did look it up beforehand. It's just earlier. It's chapter 4.
Okay.
It talks about him lying on various sides. And it says, verse 11, it says, and 12, eat the food and bake it in the sight of people using human excrement. The Lord said, in this way the people of Israel will eat defiled food among the nations where I'm driving them. Then I said, no, no, sovereign Lord, I have never defiled myself from my youth until now. I have never eaten anything found dead or torn by wild animals. No unclean thing has ever entered my mouth. Very well, he said. So what got me thinking was, it was said once. Right? And then Ezekiel says, no, no, and God relented. Well, you turn over to the Acts passage, and he says it three times. And there's
like,
something...
This is serious.
It's serious. It's like, no, no, I'm not changing my mind. I really want you to listen. And there's something about when things are said two times, it's like, really listen.
Yeah.
right? And it's said three times. So it's like, no, no, I'm serious.
Yeah.
I want you to listen to what I'm saying. This is not up for negotiation. And it goes back to the three times that Peter and Jesus had the dialogue on the sea, right? On the seashore. Well, he said, do you love me? Three times.
Yes.
Right? So there's this ongoing discussion with Peter. And
who needs to hear it three times?
No, this is what I want you to do. So we're going to pause right there. And we want you to think, like, how many times do you have to be told to do something before you do it? All right? So we'll be back right after these messages.
Whether you shop on ThinkGeek, GearBest, B&H Photo Video, eBay, or Amazon, or even if you want a free trial of Audible, you'll find the best deals and support the shows we produce by simply visiting the shopping sites you already frequent by using the links on our website. Visit category5.tv/partners for the full and ever-growing list and help us create more free content like this show. Thank you for shopping with our partners, and thank you for watching.
Everyone, thank you for staying with us on New Every Day. If you want to go to our website, neweveryday.tv, check out our partners page, and you can see the amazing organizations and businesses who help make this show possible.
That's so true. We are so glad for each one of them.
So glad. It just melts our hearts. That's what I wanted to say.
Yes.
Yes. If you would like to support us, you can go onto our website, go to our partners page, and click the Patreon app. And then you can help support us with each airing of the show. You can make a small donation. Even something very, very tiny is helpful just to make this show possible.
Oh, yeah. We totally appreciate it.
That's all.
That's all. So here we are, jumping back into Peter's vision. And he was... I just love the fact that he interacts with the Lord, right? He doesn't just... Yes. This is not about being a drone. Like, God does not call us to follow him as drones.
Yeah.
Like, there really is this, no, let's dialogue about it, right?
Yeah.
And did God change his mind? No. Does God sometimes change his mind? Yes. But he invites the conversation.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I was chatting with someone the other day about prayer and how, she grew up in a very, like, strict denomination where, like, you, when you prayed, you were kneeling and you had to do certain gestures, and it was very, very strict. And she said, I just don't know how I feel about that. I said, well, like, ask God. And sometimes it's okay to be, like, on your knees worshiping and fearing God because he's amazing and worthy of our worship and praise. And then sometimes it's okay, I think, to be on your chair and talk to him as your loving father.
And sometimes standing before him with your hands raised.
Yeah.
In the car driving. Like, that's just it, right?
Well, one hand raised when you're driving.
Right.
It's dangerous.
Hand. I know. That's true.
But she lives on the edge anyway.
But this is a God who calls us into conversation. Like, Peter felt close enough to God that he get to say, no. No. And yet he relents because I think he's willing to listen, right? And maybe it was the fact that he said it three times that was like, oh, yeah. Remember what happened the last time we did this, Peter?
Well, right. And, like, Peter was also close with Jesus, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when Jesus was like, you're going to betray me. Like, everyone's going to betray me. And he was like, no, Lord, I will not. I'd rather die with you than betray you.
Yeah.
And sure enough, he did. But then, like you said, Jesus reinstated him three times and saying, this is the most important. Love covers over a multitude of sins. And this is what this is saying, is that in God's love, he's saying that the Gentiles are not unclean and you can welcome them.
Right. And so here we are, like... It says, while Peter was still thinking about the vision, the Spirit said to him, Simon, three men are looking for you, so get up and go downstairs. Do not hesitate to go with them, for I have sent them. Like, he's telling him in advance, like, this is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And I think God speaks to us way more often than we think he does.
Yeah.
We just don't either aren't listening or don't know that he's speaking or thinking it's the pizza we ate at 3 o'clock in the morning. But God speaks and God directs, and we are supposed to be listening.
Yeah.
Like, I remember watching this video of a woman who had asked for an answer to prayer, had asked God to answer. She wanted to know what she was supposed to do in her life. And she went about her day cooking dinner, playing with the children, driving the car, getting groceries, you know, doing the laundry,
like
coming
life
home,
stuff.
Life stuff.
Yeah.
And then she got into bed that night and her husband said, "So what did the Lord say to you today?" And she's like, "I don't know, nothing." Because she was so busy going throughout her day that she actually didn't stop to listen.
But it's interesting that Cornelius, the stopping to pray was part of his day.
Yes.
And Peter, dinner was being cooked, and he stopped to pray.
Yes.
I must say, Jen, that I'm challenged by my Muslim friends who 5 times a day, they make it a point to go and kneel and pray.
Mm-hmm.
And they are very devout. Devout?
Devout.
Devoted.
Mm-hmm.
That's the word. Like at work in our chapel, people from all faiths are welcome there. And I'll see the same people coming every day to pray. And I am challenged by that. So do I set that time aside?
It's a great question. Because God does speak throughout the day, but are we actually listening? And that's it. Like, with that video on the woman, like, did she actually stop? And did she, you know, while she's doing the dishes, did she think, okay, Lord, speak to me? Or while she was,
yeah,
like, did she have that open heart towards the Lord, or did she just go through the day waiting for the Lord to speak? But it's like, you know, coming in here, when at the end of the day I can say, how's your day, but you could just keep walking right past me even though I have said something to you, but you don't actually hear what I say. This really, it's the flip. It would be Carrie asking me how my day is, and I would keep moving. But we have to stop and engage.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so here, you're right, Peter went up while the meal was being prepared, and, you know, in a trance, he has this conversation with the Lord. And then Peter invited the men into the house to be his guests.
Which means they would have eaten together.
They would have eaten together.
And in old school Judaism, that was a no-no.
Yes.
Like, you Jews did not eat with the Gentiles. And I got to think, Jen, that stems from, like, when God said, come apart from them and be separate, it was so that they didn't have inappropriate influence on the Jewish people to turn their hearts away from God, mm-hmm, onto other gods and idols. So they were to say no.
Yeah.
But if they wanted to join Judaism, then they could.
Yeah.
But to have them as guests was not right because of that peer pressure there. But now, Peter's like, no, they're not unclean. God's called them clean, and they can also.
Well, I think he's still in the beginning stages.
Oh, because he doesn't realize it until he gets to Cornelius' house.
Yes, and that's part of what, you know, because sometimes when you know the rest of the text, you're like, oh, yeah.
He must have thought that, but maybe he didn't. Maybe he was just like, okay.
Oh,
because Holy Spirit said, don't worry, I sent them.
Yeah, and you're like, okay, and that's just how it is, right? Like, okay, Holy Spirit, you brought me this far. I guess I'm going to trust you. And so you take those little steps forward. And that's what Peter was doing. He's like, then he invited the men into his house because the Holy Spirit had spoken to him. Right? He still doesn't really, like, I love the way God pre-warns.
Yeah.
He did. He gave him the vision. He spoke 3 times saying, don't say anything that I have made is unclean.
Yeah.
And then the men show up. And so Peter's probably the little thing is going on inside of his head going, okay, something is happening. I'm going to trust the Holy Spirit. Okay, I'm going to invite these men in. I don't know where this is going, but God is doing something. Right?
Right, because this would have been totally weird.
It would have been totally weird. And that's sometimes we have to, it's so hard when we already know the end story to actually put ourselves in Peter's shoes going, what is going on?
Mm-hmm.
So on that note,
Oh, yeah. So much still more to talk about.
What is going on?
We'll be back.
We'll be back.
Next week. Thank you for tuning in.
Yes.
And we'll see you next week.
Have a great week. May the Lord bless you and keep you and encourage you to just take those steps of being.